perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam. Indeed, I am Bill Snyder, and it is a pleasure to be with you today on Young Catholics Respond, no matter how you're listening to us, whether it's on Breadbox Media, Evangelism Radio, or Patchwork Heart Radio. And joining me today is my spiritual director, Father Bill Zimmer, who is a priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago and has worked with me on producing the Contemplative Stations of the Cross audio CD, along with he has just consulted a lot with the booklets and just a wonderful spiritual director. But today I get an opportunity to talk with him about this project, which we released this Lent, and you'll be able to kind of focus in here on during this Holy Week as we approach the Church's most sacred times of the year. So, Father Bill, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being with me on this project and talking about it today here on the air.
My pleasure, Bill. Anything for the Lord.
Yeah. So, Father, let's talk a little bit about the Passion of Jesus first. I mean, you know, the Stations of the Cross really stem out of the Passion of Jesus. I mean, it's the chief act of salvation for us, and it is our salvation, our hope, everything. So do you want to talk a little bit about the importance of reflecting on and contemplating the Passion of Jesus?
The Paschal Mystery is the central act of God in all of human history. It is, in fact, the reason for human history. Human history is directed to the Paschal Mystery because it opens up the doors of eternal life for us and for all people of good conscience who follow the Lord's teachings in their life. The Paschal Mystery, the Passion and Glorification of the Lord, is the great act of God by which the divine love is revealed and the divine mercy comes to light for us and for all of humanity. And so the Stations of the Cross serve that Paschal Mystery in a special way because they recount in a prayerful way the first part of the Paschal Mystery itself, which is the suffering and death of the Lord. Also, our contemplative Stations of the Cross, the most recent version that I'm aware of, also has the 15th station, the resurrection of the Lord. Is glorification. And so it encompasses the entire Paschal Mystery, which is the very heart of Christian faith. It's the center of human history, and it's the act of God by which the indescribable joys of heaven, eternal life in the presence of God, are made available to us and for all humanity. So it is a direct entrance into the Paschal Mystery, and as we contemplatively pray the Stations, and this is a unique contribution of our Contemplative Stations project, it leads us to immerse ourselves more deeply in the Paschal Mystery of Christ, to meditate on it in a profound way. This enables us to glorify the Lord, to thank Him, and motivates us to follow His example in our own life.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Father, when people think about Jesus, they often, you know, maybe in today's culture, kind of miss the suffering and death and that whole Paschal Mystery. There's a lot of, I want to call it maybe pop culture Christianity, that might reference Jesus or see Jesus in a different light than the Paschal Mystery, and His suffering and death really provide us with this gravitas toward. Why is it important for us You know, as you mentioned toward the end there, just talking about that reflection, talking about that contemplation, you know, versus just trying to go from his public ministry right to living or, you know, Christ ascending into heaven. I mean, I think a lot of Christians miss the fact that Jesus suffered and, you know, died. You know, they all want to celebrate the empty cross, right? They all want to celebrate the empty cross, but they don't want to necessarily look at the suffering and death. And so why is it so important for us to stop and listen, you know, stop and listen and reflect on these mysteries? Because it's a boundless mystery. I mean, we can reflect on it for our entire lives and that wouldn't be enough.
Because it leads us into the heart of God. One of the Johannine letters in the New Testament says, God is love. And the fullness of love is expressed in one's willingness to suffer and to sacrifice for another. And so the suffering and death of Christ is the fullest revelation of God's love. If we ignore that, then we ignore that most important and hopeful and joy-filled revelation that God has given to all of the ages of human history through the passion of his divine Son. So if we kind of skip over the passion part of it and go right to the glorification, we've kind of missed the whole point. We've missed God's dramatic and very powerful expression of the divine love for us that is exemplified by the divine Son hanging on the cross for our salvation, done out of love for us.
Beautiful. And, you know, being in this Triduum, being in the Triduum of Holy Week, when this program is airing, do we as Catholics walk through that with Jesus? Do we walk through that suffering with Jesus and try and emulate that in some way, or try and, you know, become Christ, more Christ-like? Isn't that what we've been doing all Lent, giving up, you know, sacrificing our will, putting our will aside for the good of, you know, another person, almsgiving, fasting, and praying? Isn't, you know, those pillars of Lent, don't they come to a head here in the Triduum of the most sacred time of our church year?
Absolutely. In fact, during the sacred Triduum, which begins with the evening mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday night, continues with the solemn observance and celebration of the Lord's Passion on Good Friday, and then reaches a climax with the celebration of the resurrection of the Lord, at beginning with the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday night and continuing through the 50 days of Easter that follow until the solemnity of Pentecost. What we do is, there's a number of things going on there during the Triduum. First of all, we're just remembering these great events of human history, the very center and high point of human history and the purpose of human history, like we said. We pray, we thank God for it, we praise God for it, but more profoundly, we make it present again. This is the principle of Catholicism called anamnesis, and it's really the genius of Catholic worship. Like in the Eucharist, we not only remember the Paschal mystery of the Lord, it becomes present again. That great act of God becomes present sacramentally, is repeated. Well, not repeated, but it becomes present again sacramentally with each celebration of the sacrament. This happens most profoundly during the Triduum, the institution of the Eucharist on Holy Thursday night, which leads into the Passion of the Lord on Good Friday, and then his glorification on Holy Saturday night. Those realities are made present again. And so we are united with them, and we are immersed in them in a special way during that time, those three sacred days, and the 50 days of the Easter season that follow. By the way, the 50 days of the Easter season are celebrated as if they're one great Easter Sunday. so great is the revelation of the divine glory that occurred in the resurrection and ascension of Christ.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, this is such an important thing for us to stop and think about. And, you know, this is actually airing and being released here on Thursday, Holy Thursday, is when people are listening to this, Father. So I know we pre-record things, but the beauty of this is that people are actually get their first opportunity to listen to this, and they might be right in the middle of the Triduum playing this on their iPhone. So how great is that, that you've been able to really highlight for them you know, the importance of these mysteries, and to go to these liturgies, you know, attend these liturgies. You know, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the Church says that this Triduum is like one large liturgy. So, you know, Holy Thursday and Good Friday liturgy, and then also Holy Saturday liturgy and Sunday, it should be celebrated as one continuous you know, liturgy, even though we're, you know, not in church that entire time. So try and make as many of these celebrations and liturgies as you possibly can. You know, I want to encourage our listeners to do that. Father, we have just like a minute before the break, but I want to maybe tease a little bit about the contemplative stations of the cross, and talk. We're going to talk more about those stations, those stopping points on the other side of this break. But I appreciate and thank you for just kind of giving us a really great overview of the passion and death of Jesus. And what it means for us. I think that's the most important thing. What does it mean for us? So thank you for being with me here, Father. And we're going to come back from this break on the other side of this break and talk more about the contemplative stations, what we authored, and how people can get it, and also you know, what it means to do the stations, and all the different blessings and graces that flow from it. So we'll be right back after this here on Young Catholics Respond. You're listening to Patrick Hart Radio. I'm Bill Snyder, right back after these messages.
Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe, and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe. The Contemplative Stations of the Cross audio devotional is now available from Patchwork Heart Ministry. This devotional features an introduction and overview of the theology, history, and spirituality of the Stations of the Cross by Father Bill Zimmer, a priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, along with an audio version of the Contemplative Stations of the Cross led by author Bill Snyder, and the Stabat Mater, chanted in Latin by Marissa Ellison. CDs are $7.99, and digital downloads are only $3.99. Copies may be purchased by visiting patchworkheart.org or calling 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.
Hi everybody, Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. And no matter how you're listening to us, whether that be on Breadbox Media, on Evangelism Radio, or right here on Patchwork Heart, it is a pleasure to be with you. Today, my guest is my spiritual director, Father Bill Zimmer. And
He worked with me on this project, Contemplative Stations of the Cross, on this audio CD, and we are talking with him all about the spirituality and the history of the Paschal Mystery and now the Stations of the Cross here in this second part of the interview. So, Father, as we were talking off the air in between the segments here, we were kind of talking about giving listeners an overview of the history of how the Stations of the Cross came to be. Will you just want to do that for us?
After the Lord's glorification, his resurrection and ascension, it became apparent to the disciples that he was fully divine as well as fully human. Therefore, everything that he said and did, particularly his passion and death, were of utmost importance. And so they began spreading the word about that, but they also incorporated it into their spiritual and worship life. In fact, it became the center of their worship life, as the Eucharist became the sacramental making present again the passion and death of Christ and his resurrection. And so as this began spreading, by the way, there's a very touching and beautiful and moving tradition that says that the Lord's mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, came and walked what we call the Via Dolorosa, the stages of his passion every day after his glorification. So that's a beautiful thing to meditate on, to see Mary walking through Jerusalem of ancient times, the way of the cross that her son had endured not long before. Anyway, the spirituality of the stations became an important part of Christian spirituality. And Christians down through the ages began making a pilgrimage in spirit to Jerusalem. Pilgrimage is an important spiritual discipline and practice, especially back in ancient times. So although it was not practical for many Christians to actually make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, they could do so in spirit by praying the stations they had counted by tradition and the scriptures, and in that way meditate, picturing themselves back in Jerusalem and participating in or witnessing the great events of human history, the Lord's suffering and death. There were various forms of the stations down through the ages, including different numbers of stations, different ways to do it, etc. Finally, the church officially proclaimed the 14 stations that we now presently pray. That became official. Also, it attached a plenary indulgence to the praying of the stations. That is, the removal of all punishment due to sin on the part of the person praying the stations, or the person could apply that benefit to the souls in purgatory in general, or a friend or relative that's deceased. So the Stations of the Cross has become one of the most indulgent spiritual practice by Christians in the church, and for good reason, like we mentioned before, because it has to do directly with the Paschal Mystery of Christ. In 1991, Pope St. John Paul II issued a scriptural Stations of the Cross. This is another version that focuses on what the Bible says was constituted the Passion of the Christ. And this is part of the move to move the church to be more biblically oriented and biblically literate and knowledgeable. In 2007, Pope Benedict XVI also issued a version of the scriptural Stations of the Cross. And so, in a nutshell, that is the history of the Stations of the Cross. From the very beginning, the actual Passion of the Christ in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, to the present day, where it's become more solidified into 14 stations of suffering, a one station of glorification, the resurrection, and then the scriptural versions of it.
Wonderful, wonderful, Father. I think that really, gives a nice overview and paints a wonderful picture for people. I want to maybe switch gears a little bit in the time we have left and talk about the spirituality of the stations, because, you know, there's benefits to doing this. I mean, you don't just walk the stations of the cross or do this mindlessly. This is, as we talked about in the first half of the interview, this is a, you know, practice that moves us deeper into relationship with Jesus and his church. So, and the mystery of his passion, death, and resurrection, of that Paschal mystery. So, what are the spiritual benefits of walking along this path?
Well, there are so many, we may not be able to get them all in the remaining time of this segment. But let's touch upon some of the main ones. So first of all, the fulfillment of our baptismal commitment to imitate Christ in our life. Now, Jesus himself said, as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, "Whoever does not take up their cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." So praying the stations is a way to follow the Lord in his passion by literally following his actual footsteps during his passion in Jerusalem. As we've mentioned, this has been done by countless pilgrims down through the ages, both at the sacred sites themselves in Jerusalem, or symbolically by walking and praying the stations in other parts of the world. Accompanying Jesus in his passion in this way gives us a lot of spiritual graces. It gives us the grace to bear our own particular crosses in life and to offer them to the Father for the salvation of souls, following his example. This is how the Christian finds profound meaning and even value in their crosses in life, their suffering, sacrifices, problems, difficulties, obstacles, etc. Praying the stations deepens one's personal relationship with and love for the Lord as a fruit of a deeper realization of God's unfathomable love for us. It moves us to desire to share his cross as a sign and expression of our love for him, and even to seek ways to suffer with and for him. Also, praying the stations is a way to praise and thank the Lord for this great act of God's love and maintain the memory of it throughout all the ages of human history. Praying the stations is an act pleasing to God. This is indicated by the presence and action of the Holy Spirit in maintaining and developing this devotion throughout over two millennia of church history, which we alluded to briefly in our previous segment on the history of the stations. A sincere, heartfelt praying of the stations with children and young people is a powerful way to hand on the Catholic Christian faith to the next generation, and through them, to future generations. Praying the stations also deepens our love for and solidarity with Mary, the mother of the Divine Son, and the apostles and disciples who were eyewitnesses to that central act of human history. Yeah. Also, praying the stations is an act of unity with those many others throughout the world who pray this great devotion, and even all Christians who believe in Jesus Christ's passion as the final and definitive act of the divine mercy. Pilgrimage is a principal spiritual practice of the world's major religions, particularly Christianity, like we've mentioned, but also Islam and Judaism. So by praying the stations, the faithful make a pilgrimage in spirit to the chief scenes of Christ's sufferings, his death, and his resurrection in Jerusalem, like we previously mentioned. Then there's the plenary indulgence. It may be safely asserted that there is no devotion more richly endowed with indulgences than that of the way of the cross. The contemplative praying of the stations immerses one more deeply into the central mystery of God concerning salvation, the Paschal mystery of the Divine Son. This unites the one still praying more profoundly and intimately with God and moves them to desire to share that passion and glorification. In this, they achieve the deepest desire of the human heart and the very purpose of human existence. So this brief summary of the spirituality of the stations, the great outpouring of graces that result from a sincere praying of it, gives us an indication of how profound a prayer this really is. It's for good reason that the church has officially pronounced the 14 stations. It's issued, two popes have issued scriptural stations, and it's given at the highest level of indulgence there is, a plenary indulgence.
Yeah. It's
really an extremely profound spiritual exercise, I say, not just for Christians, but for all of humanity. Because all of humanity was saved by the passion of the Christ and his resurrection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Father, with all of that being said, and you did such a great job, it sounds like people need a copy of our Contemplative Stations of the Cross, you know, especially during this Triduum, even though probably by the time we mail you the CD, it'll be afterward, but it doesn't matter. We want you to be able to, you know, that's the reason why we did this, right? That's the reason why we did this, so that we can evangelize and that we can spread the chief act of our salvation to the masses. I mean, you know, there's a reason why you create media like this. And it was a pleasure working with you on the project to do exactly that. And in the few minutes we have left, I want to just maybe give listeners the idea, an idea of what they're going to hear on the CD. First of all, they're going to hear you, Father, and you go through again the history, the spirituality, and the theology of the stations, which is so beautiful. You can listen to that over and over again, and as I have in my car driving around.
Well, one thing we should mention is that praying the stations is not just for Lent; it's really for all year round.
Right.
There are many holy people. Not just contemplatives, but also other people who pray it almost daily. But in particular, throughout the year, Friday is considered by Christians like another Good Friday. It's a miniature version, so to speak, of Good Friday. Fridays are a time in which we remember the passion of the Lord and his death, his great sacrifice for us. So this is really a form of prayer for all year round, not just one.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the other thing is that you get to reflect on that with beautiful background music. You have beautiful, you know, readings and children that have prayed the prayers in this. So we really do encourage you to pick up, you know, a copy of the CD or the digital download of this. And, you know, it's cheap. It's affordable. It is not expensive to do this. We're not about making money. We're about evangelizing. And the other thing I just want to say is that, you know, I also have a wonderful musician, Marissa Ellison, who sings a beautiful version of the Stabat Mater in Latin, which is on the CD version as well. So I encourage you to get it. You can get it on patchworkheart.org. which is our website, and encourage you to download it and get it, or write us and say send me a CD, which we'll be happy to do. Father, anything else that you want to mention? That we got about a minute left.
Well, Bill, it's a great pleasure participating in this project. It's made me a better priest, and it's a great input for evangelization, which should be part of every priest. It should be the center of every priest's ministry, of course, but it should be the center of the life of every Christian. We need to tell everyone, but especially the fallen away Catholics, those who are baptized Catholic but not practicing their faith, about the Paschal mystery of Christ and what it means for us. And maybe giving them a copy of this or lending them a copy of our audio stations will inspire them to come back and practice their faith.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Father, thank you so much for your time today, as always, and I appreciate all that you have done for this project, so thank you. And until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program, or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org. Email info@patchworkheart.org or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.